This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Indiana State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, who is also challenging longtime Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar in next year's Senate campaign in the Hoosier State. Lugar is officially the senior Republican in the U.S. Senate, nearing the completion of his sixth term, nearly 36 years in Washington. And Mr. Murdoch, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you today.
Obviously, 35, 36 years of Dick Lugar in Washington, there's a lot to go over, a lot to evaluate as you decided to get into this race. Ultimately, why did you decide it was time to challenge a member of your own party?
Well, to be real honest, as I was asked over and over by members of the state Republican committee and by Republican leadership here in the state to do this, my first reaction was to walk the other direction as fast as I could. But after much urging, I began to look at the record of Mr. Lugar, especially during the lame duck session and over the last few years. He's clearly strayed away from the conservative mainstream of the Republican Party here in Indiana. And we're the party that likes to say that we believe in competition in the marketplace, so there ought to be competition in the marketplace of conservative ideas as well.
One of the things you just mentioned there might strike a few people as surprising, and that's that it sounds like a lot of folks in official capacity within the party were asking you to run. Usually it's kind of a incumbent protection system at the state party level, so how significant do you think that is?
Well, it's huge. Certainly Mr. Lugar is going to try to portray my candidacy as kind of a Tea Party candidacy, and in all honesty, I have a tremendous amount of support from the Tea Party. But the day I announced I was running, which was last February 22nd, three-quarters of the Indiana Republican County Chairman signed on to support my campaign. This is not a Tea Party rebellion. This is a rebellion within the Republican ranks to say, after 35 years, after 36 years, Senator Lugar, we appreciate your service. Accept a gold watch, but understand it's time for a more conservative point of view. I don't care who you are. If you're in Washington, D.C. for 36 years, you are not the same person as when you first arrived, and certainly that's the case in Senator Lugar's point.
Let's get a little more specific on his record. I know that you're upset with, as you mentioned, how he handled some of those key issues in the lame duck session last year. Most recently, he voted for the deals to extend the debt ceiling. What are the issues and his positions on those issues that upset you the most in the past few years?
Well, there are many of them, to be sure. Here in Indiana, when the bailouts of the automobile companies were taking place, he was one of the people who said the federal government needed to take over the car companies and cast a vote to go that direction. I was the person here in Indiana and subsequently the only person in the United States who took up the case. We went to the U.S. Supreme Court trying to stop the Chrysler bankruptcy and the illegality that took place there. Mr. Lugar has been a co-sponsor of the DREAM Act, which I think is fundamentally un-American. Picking and choosing among Americans as to who gets special privileges and who gets a fast road to amnesty from illegal aliens, and I think that's wrong. He certainly was the moving force in getting the START treaty through during the lame duck session. He so often supported the policies and carried the water for President Obama that MSNBC has dubbed him as President Obama's favorite Republican. And I can assure you that's a title I'm never going to hold.
What do you bring to the table, whether from your experience as a state treasurer or else throughout your career, that not only would make you a better senator than Senator Lugar, but somebody who would do a lot of good work for Indiana?
What a great question, and I appreciate that question. You know, I am not a career politician. I'll be 60 years old in another month. Never imagined I would do something like this. I spent 31 years in the business sector. I'm actually a geologist, worked in the energy business for 31 years, serving as state treasurer over the last 5 years, been the only time in my life I've ever held a full-time government job. I would take to the United States Senate and will take, number one, a business perspective. Number two is a perspective of expertise in the area of energy, and wouldn't it be nice to have someone in the United States Senate that understands where energy comes from and how the system works? And perhaps even more importantly, a much more conservative position than Mr. Lugar. After 35 years, he's become just another big government Republican. I want to see the federal government roll back. I want to see it become less noticeable in our daily lives, because I think that's how we will restore our freedom and also on the way restore our fiscal well-being and get the economy rolling again.
Indiana in recent election cycles had been relatively conservative. President Obama won it for the first time for the Democrats in a very long time in 2008. He, of course, would be on the ballot in 2012, and I'm sure there are some out there who are Lugar supporters who would suggest that with Obama on the ballot and potentially very competitive in Indiana again, and with a self-described moderate Democrat in Joe Donnelly on the other end of the ticket, that he would be the better matchup. What do you say about how you would match up with Mr. Donnelly and that argument from the Lugar folks?
Sure. Well, let's go back 4 years. The reason Barack Obama won Indiana, and he was the first Republican to win it since Lyndon Johnson, he won it with less than 49% of the vote. And Richard Lugar appeared in his TV commercials while he was campaigning for president. That's one reason why so many Republicans are behind my campaign, is because that was a tacit endorsement by Mr. Lugar of Senator Obama, and it caused him to win this state. As far as the matchup in the fall between myself and Joe Donnelly, I can only say two words to that: bring it. You know, last year I had the privilege and honor of leading the ballot here in Indiana, received more votes than any other person on the ballot on Election Day. First time in Indiana history a state treasurer has ever done so. Mr. Donnelly spent something like $2 million in the campaign for his district race last year. I spent $500,000 for my entire statewide race. I got more votes in his district than he received. So his record is also very similar to former Congressman Brad Ellsworth, who ran for the Senate last year as a Democrat, and he was absolutely crushed here in Indiana. Indiana is not going to make the mistake of going for Barack Obama a second time. There's a Republican wave coming, and we're going to hold the seat and make it a much more conservative seat.
And we should point out to our listeners that the first poll to come out in this race actually has you with a two-point lead against Senator Lugar. That's from the Club for Growth. It was 34% to 32. So what that shows is that you're very competitive. It also shows that there's a little over 30% of Republicans who aren't sure which way they're going to go. So you've described the differences between yourself and Senator Lugar. What do you think will make the difference in how those folks end up voting?
Well, it's one more line from that poll that you did not quote, and that is, people who were polled were asked, would you agree or disagree with the following statement? Senator Lugar's had a long and distinguished career, but I believe it's time for someone else. 69% of Republicans in Indiana who were polled agreed with that question. That is why we're going to win this primary. People realize after 35 years it's not the same Dick Lugar that arrived in 1976, and they see the differences between our philosophies. I'm not going to win simply because I happen to be 20 years younger than Mr. Lugar. I'm going to win because of the philosophies and the conservatism we take. And certainly all those things we talk about are listed at our website at richardmurdoch.com if your listeners would like to check us out more thoroughly.
That's richardmurdoch.com. Murdoch spelled M-O-U-R-D-O-C-K. And real quick, sir, when's your primary next year?
Primary will be the first Tuesday in May next year. So seems a long way off, but it seemed a long way ago in February when we announced, and the days are going by quickly. We're using those days to build a tremendous grassroots organization that's really, really going well for us.
Well, sir, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to checking back in with you as the campaign continues.
Always glad to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Indiana Republican State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, now also a challenger to longtime Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.